At church yesterday, our pastor spoke on Matthew 21, the triumphal entry to Jerusalem. The quick backstory of it was, this is a time when Jesus was entering Jerusalem knowing his fate. He knew the outcome. He knew that there were people who did not like him. He knew he was going to be beaten and tortured. He knew that he was going to die. Now, I don't mean to start off this episode being a Debbie Downer, and I definitely am not comparing Jesus' sacrifice to entrepreneurship, but the moral of the story was, Jesus did it anyway. He knew what his mission was. He knew it was going to be painful at times, but he also knew the work that needed to be done and what needed to be carried out. And to me, friends, that is very much like entrepreneurship. No matter what your product or service is, you became an entrepreneur to serve others. Hey there, Daphne here, and I'm back with a new episode. One that if you're finding some resistance in your business, whether it's coming from outside sources or your own limiting beliefs, I hope you'll find some peace in what I'm about to share, all while knowing it might rock your world just a little bit at the same time. I mean, my world's been rocked quite a bit these last couple of months. But if there is one thing that I hope resonates with you today is that the gifts that you were given, the vision, the drive, this path that you're on, it's not without purpose, my friend. They were given to you so that you can navigate the complexities of this ever-changing landscape that we call entrepreneurship. This January marked 4 years since we opened up our staffing company, Vital Workforce Solutions. We helped place travel nurses in hospitals all across the United States. It started off good, and then it got really good, and then it just wasn't so good anymore. And last month, we had to make the very unfortunate decision to shut down the corporate name, to remove ourselves as owners and roll up into a different brand. We are, though, very, very fortunate that we have people that we were able to partner with and roll that existing business up, our contracts, and even most of our employees were able to go to this new company. So that we are so thankful for. But you can imagine on the other end of it, it hurts. It stings. It's a big loss to us. It's heavily impacting us financially at the moment. And it's causing uncertainty with our employees who have never gone through any type of merger or anything like this before. It's kind of wrecking our ego a bit, if I'm being honest. And it is stirring up quite the rumors in our community. Now, if you recall, I moved to a small town in Georgia almost 5 years ago. And when I say that people just want to get in your business, that is quite the understatement. I mean, I just went through this a few years ago when I opened up my coffee shop. One of my former neighbors, actually the lady who used to live right behind me, she spread a rumor around the entire community that her and I used to get together for Taco Tuesdays. And this is when she would share all of her coffee shop dreams and ideas with me, in which I apparently stole from her. First of all, I've never had a taco with this lady in my life. And second, well, there is no second because I've never even had a taco with this lady in my life. But guess what? Welcome to entrepreneurship. Can I get an amen to that? Because remember, you signed up for this because you were called to do this. It's not for everyone. It's not made for everybody. When I began in my network marketing business years ago, I used to get trained on how this business was for everyone. And it's absolutely not. People are born with their own set of unique skills and talents and reasons for them. I'll actually admit that I wasn't proactive in sharing my business opportunity with some professionals because I didn't want them to be taken away from what they were so darn good at. For example, I knew the lady who used to do my Botox. I knew she would have made an amazing partner in my industry. But then I thought, what if she gets to be so good at it that she stops doing my Botox? I had to be very selective back then. But let's go back to talking about the triumphal entry into entrepreneurship. When you decide to enter into entrepreneurship, you have to humble yourself and you have to prepare yourself. You are entering into something scary, yet you're still deciding to go all in. And that, my friends, is so courageous and why you were chosen for this journey. You have to know, though, that you're walking into a place where people are not going to like you. They're not going to understand you or what it is that you're doing, especially at first, until they realize that what you have to offer is of some sort of value to them. They're going to talk about you. They're going to make things up about what you're doing, and they're going to try to bring others into their negative circle. And sometimes, even when you show them value, they still shit on you. So get used to it. But here's the thing. Regardless of what's happening, when it comes to your business, you have to decide to be on one side of the fence or the other. You can't do the Atkins diet and still eat bread. You need to decide if you are entering into defeat or victory when it comes to your business. Someone who has a defeated mindset won't have faith in the fear. They won't be able to see the joy in the journey, whether it's good or bad. And yes, there is joy, both good and bad, in this journey. Do you know how much joy that I've received from the bad things that have happened in my business? Now, they might not look like blessings at the time, but when you know the game plan, you begin to develop the mindset of a player. And the mindset is equally important as the skill set, if not more. A defeated mindset won't be able to carry you through the lashes. But now someone who decides that they're going to ride into this journey in victory is someone who's going to show up despite the naysayers, despite having to close your doors on a coffee shop and now a multi-million dollar business. And can I just say that that still hits really hard when I have to swallow that statement. But I would be a hypocrite if I didn't just record an episode a few weeks back that talked about trusting the process. And then the week after that, my episode about believing beyond our boundaries. Because when something throws a nail into our entrepreneurial tire, what do we tend to do? We start to tell ourselves that maybe this isn't for us. Maybe we're not actually meant to do this. But can I tell you something? You aren't just meant to do this. You are meant for this. When we came to the final days of dissolving our company a few weeks back, my husband said something to me that it kind of hurt my heart for him. He said, "I realize that I'm not meant to own companies. I'm just really good at building them." I immediately looked at him and I shook my finger like, no, don't you say that. Just because this didn't turn out like we thought it would, this is not a reflection on him or on us or on anything other than the fact that the company lived the short life that it needed to get us to where we need to go next. I truly believe that. And that makes my husband an amazing business owner. He put everything, and I mean everything, into making the company what it became, including our incredible employees, to make it enticing enough for another company to want to absorb us. Entrepreneurship, it's not going to go how you think it is. Starting up a business sounds glorious. And really, now, don't get me wrong. I want to take a quick step back here because entrepreneurship, it is fun. It's adventurous, and it brings some of the most amazing life experiences to my life that I don't think I would have had I been given a different path. But I don't want to discount the incredible opportunity that we have, or I should say, I don't want to discount this opportunity by kind of giving you some of the warnings. But I mentioned from the very first episode that the purpose of this podcast is to dish out all the dirt. I'm just an honest gal wanting to share some honest info with you. In fact, doing the dirty has been one of my staple names for many years, from naming that my first boat. Yes, my first boat we did name Doing the Dirty. And then it was my fantasy football team for many, many years. And it was even the name of my very first podcast. How many of you have been following me for that long? Regardless of the petty rumors, I do believe that there's a couple reasons that people give up too early on their businesses. The biggest one is that the business they're in, they're not passionate about it. And when you're not passionate and love what you do, that excitement will die early. This was me in the coffee shop. I loved the coffee shop. I loved the idea of it. I loved the community that it created, but I didn't love the process of having the shop. I didn't love the responsibilities that were required from me to make it run smoothly. And I didn't love the health problems that it brought me either. But when you aren't passionate about something, you lose the excitement around it and you lose the drive for it. And you lose the ability to handle the confrontations and the conflicts and the critics. You just don't care anymore. And I'm sure there's many of you out there that are there right now. On the opposite side of this, this month I'm rolling into 13 years as a body partner. All these years later, minus the few ups and downs, I still cannot imagine not being a coach. That's passion. And the second reason why I believe that people give up too soon on their business is, ironically, they always feel like they're behind. I lived in this world for far too long, hence probably why now you're getting a flood of information from me recently. I had this mindset that I was always behind in my business. I was behind on the latest trends. I was behind on building a bigger team. I was behind on getting to a higher rank, to getting to the next phase of my business, which is all the courses and the launches that I want to do. I'm sure you can relate to this, because how many of you right now feel like you're behind on something? Well, the good news is behind is just a mindset. It is not a physical location or even a permanent place that you have to stay. Now, you've probably heard this because I've said it many times. You are exactly where you are meant to be. And if you are undervaluing your expertise just because you think you are or should be in a different place, then everyone else is going to undervalue your expertise as well. You already have everything you need to be a successful entrepreneur. Remember the reason that you got started. Why did you decide to do this? Why did you need to do this? Who are you doing it for? Now, I'm someone who probably dreams a little bit more colorfully than most. And I'm also someone who always has an eye out to capture some good content. So to sum up entrepreneurship and this episode, I'm going to share with you a few dissected lyrics from the movie The Greatest Showman. And then I'm going to give you one last final piece of advice. I close my eyes and I can see the world that's waiting up for me that I call my own. Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before, but it feels like home. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say I've lost my mind. I don't care, so call me crazy. We can live in a world that we design. However big, however small, let me be part of it all. Share your dreams with me. You may be right, you may be wrong, but say that you'll bring me along to the world you see, to the world I close my eyes to see. So my final piece of advice to you is, regardless of what people may say, think, or assume about you or your business or any part of your life, always be the real you. Never stop being authentically who you are, because it wins every time. Believe you want to help people. Create and provide a great service. Capture experiences. Teach them. Sell them. Build a community. Let go of fear and commit to serve people. I love you. I appreciate your time today, and I'll see you next week. Bye for now, friends.